Yeah, Lee, it's Kate Sobrano. Sorry, darling, I'm a bit late, but I just got bitten by a spider.
So I heard. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
What kind of spider bites Kate Sobrano?
A bloody whitetail.
My house gets full of them. At some point, this time of the year, it gets full of them. And I found one on my ceiling the other night when I got home from work. And yeah. I got the broom.
Yes.
And so then I poked it because I wanted to squash him dead on the wall.
Yes.
But, of course, that didn't happen. It fell down on top of my, like, shelf full of clothes.
Oh, no.
And I'm the kind of dude that just wears black jeans, black T-shirt.
Oh,
so you can
no.
imagine trying to find a black spider. And I couldn't go to bed until I found the spider.
you appreciate my pain. I mean, I'm actually more freaked out about the thought of what it was than how it looked. It was a big guy, too, not just like little baby. And it's apparently been knocking around in my bed, lucky man, for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. And then you get someone tell you, oh, yeah, and they like to travel in pairs as well.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no.
Oh, no. I feel your pain. Other than that, are you well?
I'm well. I'm totally well, thank you.
Thank you for taking the time out to have a chat with me today. Really appreciate it.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. I'm excited. It's actually really good news.
Obviously, you're in tune with the fact that Tasmania love Kate Sobrano. Tickets to Concert the Vine sold out in a day, so you've had to add another show.
Amazing. Now, this is the kind of what one has dreamed of for 2 years of no work and no productivity and no live music, right? Is that when you do bust out of the gates, it's like a hose, a garden hose that's had a knot in it. It's that beautiful feeling of, like, releasing the knot and just going,
yeah, and we weren't going to get away without chatting about the last 12 months on this chat, were we?
Sorry, we weren't going to get away with it. I did try, but I failed.
It's been a pain, hasn't it?
Look, all I can say is this. It just goes to make the appetite sharper. How about that?
Yep. That's all that needs to be said. And the appetite can be fulfilled in March, which is really cool. Let's talk about how does it feel when, you know, people like me say to you, hello, Kate Sobrano, welcome to the radio with a career that spans over 5 decades.
No, it makes me feel very old, especially since this week is my birthday and I'm turning the grand old age of 55. Now, back in the day, people were dead at my age. That was like as much as you could hope to live for. So it's 55, still alive. And actually, I think that it's the modern, well, modern medicine, modern technology, modern everything. Maybe even internally, we don't think of it as old anymore. Or maybe it's just because I'm 55, I don't particularly feel old. And I feel I've got a lot done in 5 decades. So it's a sort of, it's a really weird, loving compliment.
And the place has changed a lot as well. I was reading an article recently where you let the cat out of the bag as to why you appeared on The Masked Singer. And you said that there are very limited avenues for people to show off their talents a la variety shows.
Right.
It's quite sad, isn't it?
Well, now with the passing of Bert, we've seen the end of an era, really.
Yeah.
I do feel that we'll move into an entirely different world of entertainment with music, and that's fine. I think a lot of shows on television don't very much have to do with music, particularly. Like, they're more like a competitive sport.
Well, and they've got the formula and they've got to get it right and have the villain and the people that you love and, you know.
Yeah, all of that. And I don't really think music can be a sport. Like, you can't be pitted against one another for being original and unique in your own way. I mean, musicians innovate themselves into their careers sometimes by accident. Like, you'll listen to someone like Bob Dylan or Leonard Cohen or Chrissy. But anyone that you've heard sing or perform and you go, gosh, it's a miracle that person became famous because they're so unusual, like so unique. But that's actually what makes them so desirable. Like, there's only one of them. You're very scarce.
Yeah.
Like a little diamond. And we find those diamonds on those shows, but more where we find them is in live concerts. And when an audience, if you get yourself like an audience appeal, when you've soldered that deal and you've fallen in love with each other, it's a lifetime love affair.
But going back to, you know, this past 12 months, the elephant in the room that we addressed, isn't it funny how back before radio, before TV, everybody went to a live concert at the theatre? And now it's kind of made, this last 12 months has made people appreciate the theatre and live performances that much more.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. As I said, it sharpens the appetite, also sharpens your your reasons for being in those places. As I said with an audience back again, how I started my career was like touring up and down relentlessly all year round to small venues all across the country. Now when people go to a concert, they're like those people that they were back there in the 70s who would travel anywhere and would actually like have like a like collecting stamps or something. You'd be collecting gig dates.
Yeah.
And you'd be collecting albums to go with the gig dates, and you'd be putting in pre-orders for those albums, and you know, really investing a lifetime into, and we are the soundtrack, after all, to life.
Yeah,
that's what we do.
And it makes appointments within your life for memories and feelings as well, and that's something quite magical.
Oh, it is magic. I think we are the illusionists. We're the ones that when things are just getting a bit too real, we kind of mess with the water and make it a bit more romantic and a bit more tolerable, don't we?
Dare I say you are the masked singer.
You've been waiting to use that line.
Boom, yes, cue the sound effect, please. And actually, saying that, I'm glad we brought that up, because every time I hear Everything's All Right from Jesus Christ Superstar, that takes me back to a time when we first got our first computer at home with video games on it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, cool.
So I can completely get on that level that we're talking about.
Just to predate you, I was there doing that album, Brave, at a studio in Melbourne that had a Pac-Man in the green room.
And did you record it onto a tape as well?
I had a reel-to-reel. I was given a big box of reel-to-reels of all the original reel-to-reels for that record.
Wow.
And back in the day, right, I will tell the story now. Well, time has passed, and the person who is responsible, he can't be harmed by this, but he lent on a machine, and we'd just been spending 10 hours doing backing vocals across, like, a 24-track slave, so meaning all the BVs, five times over each part in five different sections with five different singers, intense amount of work. And he leant on one button and the whole thing was gone. It just evaporated. All the work vanished.
The pain.
$2,000 an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the feeling as well, because, you know, you get to the end of an interview such as this one, you think, oh, shit, I hope the computer doesn't crap its pants, or, you know.
I know.
Because I couldn't have the heart to say, oh, sorry, Kate, the computer's just packed it in, we're going to have to do that again. It just wouldn't be as authentic.
I'll tell you something. Usually when we get on to recordings, especially with radio jocks and other people who are good friends I've known for a while, but we might have a chat before we start recording, right? And I don't know that we're meant to. I just figure we're recording. And, you know, we'll be talking for 20 minutes and suddenly the guy says, okay, so I guess we should do this, didn't we? I'm like, you didn't record it. What do you mean you didn't record it?
No, when that's this, the tape was recording as soon as I picked up the phone, the servo. Like, we're on.
Well, there's no money wasted if you've got digital tape, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Does the next 12 months look good for Kate Sobrano?
Well, coming back to Tassie, I mean, you know, just bringing all things back to this festival, it will be something I dreamt of when we were in lockdown, is the freedom of being outdoors, the freedom of making live music with my peers, like, and Joe Camo is, like, one of the greatest live artists I know, and also just feeling that things are sort of quasi-normal. I think that I have everything to look forward to in the new year. I just think people are going to be learning to live and exist in a different way, and it'll take a while, but it will soon feel better.
Yeah, yeah. It's a hump. It's a big hump, but we will get over it.
Yeah, we will. We will.
And one question I do like to ask people like yourself: you've worked with a ton of people over the years. Is there one you haven't yet that you'd love to?
Oh, that's a big question, because there are many people I'd love to. There's many people I'd love to meet and work with. I got to work with all of the greats in Australia. I've actually just recently been hanging out with the Barnes family, because in lockdown they did a really remarkable pivot. They made cookbooks and they did all. Have you seen any of Jimmy Barnes and his family?
Oh, I'm familiar with Mahalia. Yeah, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
And I got to work with Mahalia quite a lot. We did a piece. We did the real thing, for instance, for the big event for Mushroom online. I don't even know if you knew that, but and meeting that family, and they are Australian rock and roll royalty.
Yeah.
And feeling like a lost, one of their lost children that got sort of abandoned. You know, I really do. I'm like one of the ring-ins now. So to answer your question, who would I like to? I'd like to go on a, like a Red Hot Summer tour or something one day with them and just be able to sit in and sing in ensemble with them all.
Yeah.
And be like just one of the family members and just rock our nuts off, because we are all big singers, like really big singers. We're not those kind of gentle folk singers. And we also know live music and entertainment, and we hold back nothing. It's burn the jets. Just drop the fuel. Let's do it.
That's awesome. And we cannot wait to get a taste of that next March here in Tassie. Kate Sobrano, thank you for joining me this afternoon on The Home Run.
Thank you. See ya.